Ghana and Egypt have affirmed their commitment to deepen bilateral cooperation, which dates back to the days of the first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. They have also expressed the need to strengthen cooperation in trade, education and health. The Egyptian ambassador to Ghana, El Hosseini Khalid Osman, and the minister in charge of private-public partnership, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, exchanged these pleasantries at the commemoration of the 62nd National Day of Egypt in Accra. Alhaji Pelpo said Ghana and the rest of Africa will expect nothing less than a transparent parliamentary election for a stable democratic Egypt once it has surmounted the recent disturbances which led to a successful presidential election.
On behalf of the President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, the government and people of Ghana, I wish to extend to the government and people of the Arab Republic of Egypt heartfelt congratulations on the momentous occasion. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, over the past 3 years, events in Egypt have indeed engaged the attention of the entire international community. From the historic 25th January 2011 revolution, which led to the ousting of the former regime, through to the second wave of uprising in June 2013, which culminated in the return to democratic rule with the election of His Excellency Mr. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as president. Like all other friends of Egypt, we in Ghana follow these developments keenly because of the historical and cultural ties that we have shared with this remarkable country over the years.
The Egyptian ambassador Khalid Osman recounted events of recent past and expressed the hope that the overwhelming endorsement of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi by the Egyptian people shows the determination of the people to build a better future. He said preparations are underway to hold parliamentary elections, being the last stage of the roadmap for the future. From now, Egypt renews its historic commitment to the African people to help support the sons of the continent for a better future.
The political roadmap to the future announced on the 3rd of July 2013 was followed to the letter in a landmark national referendum over the amended constitution held on the 15th of January 2014. The people voted in its favor with 98%. Presidential elections took place for the Egyptians abroad as well as in Egypt itself, ending on the 28th of May 2014, declaring His Excellency Abdel Fattah al-Sisi as the new elected president after winning a massive 97% of the valid votes. These elections were declared free and fair by the African Union Election Observation Mission as well as the other international observer missions from the European Union, the Arab League, the COMESA, the Francophone Organization, and the Sahel and Sahara Gathering.